Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and blessed to be with you another day, to know that God woke me up this morning, clothed in my right mind, hallelujah, with joy in my heart. All I can say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As many know, I was traveling on yesterday, and God was with me. And all I can say is thank you, God. I went and spent my mother's birthday with her on Wednesday, and we had such a great time. And all I can say is thank you, God, for my mother. So many have lost their moms. So many have lost their nanas and their nannies and their great-grandmas and all the ones that have been in their love, their Gigi Ma's, and so many. But, God, I thank you that I still have my mother, and I would give her flowers while she's still here. Hallelujah. For those today, I ask you to please lift up my granddaughter, Caitlin. She is turning 16 today. I can't believe it. She's no longer my little baby girl. She's getting to be a grown-up. Hallelujah. And about and driving and everything. I think she's getting her license today. So please keep her lifted and know that she is a wonderful girl. And I'm so grateful to call her granddaughter. Just grateful this morning for God's grace and for his mercy toward us. All we can say is thank you, Lord, today. Thank God today that he woke you up. Thank God today that he gave you sky today, that you can be holy because he is holy. But he is merciful and he loves us like that. Woo! I'm just grateful. Grateful that God loves us. Tell God thank you today. Tell God I'm grateful today. Tell God, Lord, you're good and mighty, and I'm just happy to say you are my God, my strength, fit like no other. Woo, hallelujah, you reach down to me. Hallelujah, Father God in heaven, coming to you today with joy in my heart and praise in my spirit. Woo, God, I ask you to give me strength. I ask you to lift up my loved ones. Lift up Caitlin today as she turns 16. Thank you for my mother and for giving her another birthday. Thank you for Jan and giving her another birthday. Lord God, thank you for each and every listener on this line. Lord God, thank you for answered prayers. We ask you to continue watching over the sick and the shut-in. Continue watching over the elderly and our children. God, continually watching over my family and the family of those families of those that listen. Father God, I ask you to please increase as your daughter decreases, Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight, Father God. For you are my strength. And Father, I ask a special prayer of all the members of the Genesis prayer line. Lord God, I ask you to cover each and every one of the prayer warriors, God, that go forth 3 days a week praying for everyone, God, lifting up this planet, God. And as I lift up Ukraine, Lord God, as well as Russia on this one-year anniversary of this conflict that was started by one man seeking more power. God, I bind that spirit of authoritarianism in Russia as well as this world, God. But there is only one authority in this world, and it is you, God. I ask you, God, to bind these spirits of authoritarianism wanting to dictate and hurt and murder and kill those that disagree with their warped sense of what is God. Father God, you are in charge. I lay Russia, I lay Ukraine at your holy feet, God. But we should be holy because you are holy. That is what your word says, God. So, Father God, as I lift up this word, asking you again to increase as I decrease. For you, Lord God, are my strength, and you are my redeemer. In Jesus' name, I thank you. I praise you. I give you honor, and I give you glory. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thanking God for another day. Thanking God for his grace. Thanking God for his mercy. Thanking God that he loves us like he does. Whew! Can you say it? Thank you, Lord, for being so good. Thank you, Lord, for being so great. Thank you, Lord, for loving us even when we don't love ourselves. Thank you, Lord. I'm just filled up this morning, family. I'm just filled up. You know, when you just get a good day and you just feel like praising God, that's just how I am today. Ooh, I'm just am filled up today. Ooh, hallelujah. 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 Mm. Can you just say it with me? Hallelujah. Thanking God. Because so many times we get caught up in self. We get caught up in self. That we forget to get caught up in God. We forget that God is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is in charge of everything. He is in charge. He is in charge of everything. And you know what? He loves us. He loves you. He loves me. He loves us all. And he wants us to know how good he is. He wants us to know that we are special. In his sight, he wants us to know there is none like him. He wants us to know that we can do all things through him who gives us strength. Through him, I say it again, through him who gives us strength. Not us, not in ourselves, but God gives us strength. And we must remember that there is no God like our God. There is no other God that we should look at, that we should stand on, that we should go forth with. There is no other God but one. And the one thing about him is he loves his children. And he wants the best for us. In all things. He wants the best for us in all things. He wants our love. He wants us to look up. Don't look down. Look up. In everything, look up. In heart, in mind, in spirit, look up. In hope, in the future, look up. In joy and gladness. Look up. Whew, Jesus, thank you. Get ready to get into our word on this Old Testament Friday. And all I can say is, God is good. God is good. And the thing is, he loves us more than words can express. Ooh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So let's get into our beautiful word today on this 24th day of February. Hallelujah. Time is flying by. That's all I can say, flying by. It is like, Lord, this is a lot. You are just moving us forward here. So let's get started, family. Again, join me in the book of Leviticus. This morning, we will be in Leviticus chapter 17 through 22. I believe that Mother Valerie will be on this morning. When she is ready, she'll be pushing her button to let us know that she is on and she is going to be reading today. If not, we will just go ahead and get started. We are coming again out of Leviticus chapter 17. The title is coming out of Leviticus chapter 19. And it is simply, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. And what God gave me this morning is, you shall be holy, for God is holy. And so let's thank God for his grace and love and mercy toward each of us. And the word of God says, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron, to his sons, and to all the children of Israel, and say to them, this is the thing which the Lord has commanded, saying, whatever man of the house of Israel who kills an ox or lamb or goat in the camp, or who kills it outside the camp, and does not bring it to the door of the tabernacle of meeting to offer an offering to the Lord before the tabernacle of the Lord, the guilt of bloodshed shall be imputed to that man. He has shed blood, and that man shall be cut off from among his people, to the end that the children of Israel may bring their sacrifices, which they offer in the open field, that they may bring them to the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, offer them as peace offerings to the Lord. And the priest shall sprinkle the blood on the altar of the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and burn the fat for a sweet aroma to the Lord. They shall no more offer their sacrifices to demons, after whom they have played the harlot. This shall be a statute forever for them throughout their generations. Also, you shall say to them, whatever man of the house of Israel or of the strangers who dwell among you, who offers a burnt offering or sacrifice, and does not bring it to the door of the tabernacle or meeting to offer it to the Lord, that man shall be cut off from among his people. And whatever man of the house of Israel or of the strangers who dwell among you who eats any blood, I will set my face against that person who eats blood and will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. But it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Therefore I say it to the children of Israel, no one among you shall eat blood, nor shall any stranger who dwells among you eat blood. Whatever man of the children of Israel or of the strangers who dwell among you, who hunts and catches an animal or bird that may be eaten, he shall pour out his blood and cover it with dust. But it is the life of all flesh. Its blood sustains its life. Therefore, I said to the children of Israel, you shall not eat the blood of any flesh, but the life of all flesh is its blood. Whoever eats it shall be cut off. In other words, don't be having them red steaks. Don't do it. Don't eat the blood like that. Ugh. And every person who eats what died naturally or what was torn by beast, whether he is a native or your own country or a stranger, he shall both wash his clothes and bathe in water and be unclean until evening. Then he shall be clean. But if he does not wash them or bathe his body, then he shall bear his guilt. And honestly, if you stop and think about this, when you handle anything dead, you don't know what disease or anything that animal may have had. So you need to wash your hands, wash yourself, wash your clothes. You know, you need to do that because you don't know what contaminant you might be getting on yourself. That's how certain diseases and plagues and things start, is through dead animals. So we need to be very, very careful what we allow and put on and mess with dead animals. Leave the dead to bury the dead. You need to leave them things alone. You know, it is so easy to get caught up. You know, if something is dead, call animal control. That's their job. You don't need to be out there trying to pick up a dead carcass out of the middle of the street. Leave it alone. You know, it's bad enough, you know, when you have to deal with a dead mouse. And I'm speaking that because I live by cornfield. And they like to come into your house and you live in the country. And you have to get rid of them. And sometimes they will die. And it is horrible. And you have to pray and say, Lord, please forgive me for taking a life. But this life cannot stay in my house. So I'm sorry. You know, and you try to be humane. But we got to say, uh-uh, not today, little mouse. You got to go. So we have to deal with that. But you got to wash your hands, wash your clothes, keep yourself clean. And then ask God to cover from the crown of your head and the soles of your feet and to bless the souls of those that die. You know, but don't be eating rare meat because that's how diseases and that's how you can get parasites too. So we got to be very careful. You know, everything that is in the Word of God is stuff that makes good common sense. You know, you think Leviticus is, oh, I just can't stand reading Leviticus. It's always, you shall not this, you shall not that, you shall. And all that stuff is, oh, no, it's actually not. You know, when you read Leviticus with an open mind, it makes a lot of sense. Just good old-fashioned common sense. We got to study and show ourselves the truth of the word. As we get into Leviticus chapter 18, and it says this, then the Lord spoke to Moses. God spoke to Moses. You know, Moses was special. David was called a friend of God. Moses was special. God loved Moses and led him and guided him and groomed him to be a great leader. And it said, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God, according to the doings of the land of Egypt. Where you dwell, you shall not do, and according to the doings of the main land of Canaan. Where I am bringing you, you shall not do, nor shall you walk in their ordinance. You shall observe my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk in them. I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. I am the Lord. None of you shall approach anyone who is near kin to him to uncover his nakedness. I am the Lord. The nakedness of your father or the nakedness of your mother, you shall not uncover. She is your mother. You shall not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of your father's wife, you shall not uncover. It is your father's nakedness. The nakedness of your sister, the daughter of your father, or the daughter of your mother, whether born at home or elsewhere, their nakedness you shall not uncover. The nakedness of your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter, their nakedness you shall not uncover. For theirs is your own nakedness, the nakedness of your father's wife's daughter, begotten by your father. She is your sister. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's sister. She is near of kin to your father. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, for she is near of kin to your mother. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother. You shall not approach his wife. She is your aunt. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter's in-law. She is your son's wife. You shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife. It is your brother's nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. Nor shall you take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness. They are near of kin to her. It is wickedness. Nor shall you take a woman as a rival to her sister to uncover her nakedness while the other is alive. Also, you shall not approach a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is in her customary impurity. Moreover, you shall not lie carnally with your neighbor's wife to defile yourself with her, and you shall not let any of your descendants pass through the fire to Molech, nor shall you profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. Nor shall you mate with any animal to defile yourself with it, nor shall any woman stand before an animal to mate with it. It is perversion. Come on now. God is giving us an understanding. Do not defile yourself with any of these things, for by all these the nations are defiled, which I am casting out before you. For the land is defiled, therefore I visit the punishment of its iniquity upon it, and the land vomits out its inhabitants. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, either any of your own nations or any stranger who dwells among you. For all these abominations the men of the land have done, who were before you, and thus the land is defiled. Lest the land vomit you out also, when you defile it, as it vomited out the nations that were before you. For whoever commits any of these abominations, the person who commits them shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore you shall keep my ordinance, so that you do not commit any of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that you do not defile yourself by them. I am the Lord your God. Now I'm going to go back here. Sin is sin. You know, we have a lot of folks in the community of Christ who are first to talk about Leviticus, to talk about homosexuality. And I'm going to keep it real. But God not also say you shouldn't be committing adultery. It's right there in the same scripture. It's right there in chapter 18. So if you stand there condemning the gay community, and if you committed adultery, you just as sinful. So don't stand on your high horse. If you have committed incest, come on now, calling it like it is, you are just as abominable. If you have married your brother's ex-wife, you're just as bad. Come on, God has broke it all down. If you are messing around with somebody other than your wife, you are just as bad. So keep your tongues behind your teeth. Because the one that will judge all of us is God. You know, we better look at everything. I love how so many folks love to pick and choose. But Leviticus is no joke. It is no joke. It talks about bestiality. It talks about homosexuality. It also talks about incest and folks messing around with their family members and in-laws and those kind of things. It's all there. So when you look at one, you got to look at it all. Don't try to pick and choose and nitpick on one thing when you got to look at it all. Come on now. We better understand God does not play. In the Word of God, as we go into some life lessons. Again, this is Blog Talk Radio. This is Moving Forward with Minister Bridget. And what we move forward in is the Word of God. The goal of this show is to read the Bible in 1 year. From Genesis to Revelation, amen. We are reading the Word of God. Every word, every scripture you might not like, but you're just going to have to deal with it. Because it's not my word, it's God's word. And when we go to this word, we are coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principle Daily Bible. Biblical principles for each day of the year. And when I say life lessons, life questions, what the Bible says, those are commentaries from Dr. Stanley. And so I can do no more than say thank you, Dr. Stanley, for this magnificent Bible commentary. I love this man. I would tell you that. I have a Dr. Stanley love because he keeps it real. He doesn't play. He gives you everything that you need to know, and he does it in a way that is just like him, humble and kind, and also very stern, because God's word is nothing to play with. And so I thank Dr. Stanley, and the life lessons from Leviticus 17 and 18 is these. And it says in Leviticus 17 and 7, they shall no more offer their sacrifices to demons. And since the servant worship other gods is described as spiritual adultery, a detestable unfaithfulness both then and now, he arouses an offended spouse's wrath. So idolatry arouses the anger of God. And as we know from Exodus chapter 20, it says, thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not bow down to them. And it also says, that thou shalt not worship idols. It's in there. We got to be careful what we are doing. And it goes on to tell us in Leviticus 17 and 11, it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Blood was sacrificed. Blood was sacred since it stood for the life of human beings made in God's image. So Christ's blood had to be shared for the salvation of the world. And if you need some scripture for that, Romans 3 and 25, Romans 5 and 9, Ephesians 1 and 7, and Hebrews 9 and 22. Leviticus 18 and 4, you shall observe my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk in them. I am the Lord your God. We are to be a distinct people who follow the ways of God rather than the ways of the ungodly. When we allow Jesus to live his life through us, we live in the holy way God requires. Again, it is not our place to judge anybody else's sins. Again, until we look at ourselves. Again, as Matthew tells us, don't be looking at that big old plank hanging out of brother. You know who's eye when you, sister such and such, got the little speck in your own. You can't take out his point until the speck is taken out of your own. So we are not to be in the judging business and telling everybody what to do when all we need to do is lead them to the word of God. And God's word will tell each of us what to do. Hallelujah. I'm thanking God this morning for his great word. It's a good word, is it not? I know I'm filled up because knowledge is power. Again, thanking God for all of you. When Mother Valerie does come on, I believe she will be on this morning and doing some reading. We will be watching for her to push the one on her phone, and her line will be open to do some reading for you this morning. And you may have overslept, so we're going to continue with the lesson, because the lesson must go on. Hallelujah. Again, thanking God. It looks like she is on, and she will be taken over to read Leviticus chapter 19, 20 through 27. And then I'll be back after with the rest of our Levitical words. Actually, Sheila will be starting off, in Leviticus chapter 21. Leviticus chapter 20, excuse me. Mother Valerie will be starting in Leviticus chapter 20. So please give our mother a hand as I finish Leviticus. I read Leviticus chapter 19, which is from our title is coming out of Leviticus 19. And then Mother Valerie will be taking over the Leviticus lesson with Leviticus chapter 20 through 22. So please get your Bibles. And it says this, and the Lord spoke to Moses, not Minister Bridget, not Mother Valerie, not Pastor Jesse, Tracy, our evangelist, Teresa, our evangelist, Janet. No, none of us, but God. Do y'all say with me this? But God, but Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Because again, they are one. The Holy Spirit is one. And it says the Lord. Because if you ever read the word of God, it'll say, and God, and then it'll say, the Lord. The Lord, I believe in my heart, is Jesus. That he was always there. He has been there from yesterday, today, and forevermore. And when it, and it's almost distinctive, the Lord, and then it'll say God. So this is it. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. So it's talking about God. The Lord your God is holy. We got to be holy because God is holy. And he didn't just say it. He spoke it in his word. And we got to what? Stand on the word of God. Don't let anybody knock you out of your square today. Don't let anybody give you a feeling of offense. Shake it off and keep on moving. Because you make the devil mad when you ignore his foolishness. And we got to learn to ignore the foolishness of the enemy. Again, let's say it one more time. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to all, not some, to all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Every one of you shall revere his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God. Come on now. In the top 10, everyone of you shall revere his mother and his father and keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God. Top 10, love your mother and your father. Honor your father and your mother that your days may be long on this earth, which the Lord God has given you. Come on now. Remember the Sabbath. Keep it holy. You know, God said, I worked 6 days. And I took a day off. You got to learn to do it too. And keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath. Do not turn to idols, nor make, come on now, all up in the tent for yourselves molded gods. I am the Lord your God. And if you offer a sacrifice of any peace offering to the Lord, you shall offer it of your own free will. I can't force you to pay your tithe. But if you know what's right, pay to God what belongs to God. Give, pay your taxes. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. If it shall be eaten the same day you offer it, and on the next day, and if any remains until the third day, it shall be burned in the fire. And if it is eaten at all on the third day, it is an abomination. It shall not be accepted. Therefore, anyone who eats it shall bear his iniquity, because he has profaned the holy offering of the Lord. And that person shall be cut off from his people. when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not wholly reap the corners of your field, nor shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest. And you shall not glean your vineyard, nor shall you gather every grape of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the stranger. I am the Lord your God. You shall not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another. Come on now. You shall not swear by my name falsely, nor shall you profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not cheat your neighbor, nor rob him. The wages of him who is hired shall not remain with you all night until morning. You shall not curse the deaf. Come on now. Nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shall fear your God. I am the Lord. You shall do no injustice in judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. In righteousness you shall judge your neighbor. You shall not go about as a talebearer among your people, nor shall you take a stand against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. Otherwise, don't be a tattletale Susie running around telling everything, meddling in other people's business. You need to mind your own. But I said that you shouldn't judge. But in the Word of God, it says, in righteousness, you shall judge your neighbor. But don't judge somebody with your plank. In righteousness. In other words, you better be living right yourself before you start putting judgment on anybody else. God is keeping us real. He's keeping it real in this Word. You hear folks say, well, I just keep it real. God is keeping it real. Are we listening? You shall not hate your brother in your heart. Come on now, all up in it. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall surely rebuke your neighbor and not bear sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. You know, folks think that that's only in the New Testament. When Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself, on these commandments stands all the laws and the prophets. Here you are in the law and the prophets, right here. God said it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. You shall keep my statutes. You shall not let your livestock breed with another kind. All this, God is speaking it. We all know they going in, got cats mating with dogs and coming up with new breeds of animals. That is abomination to God. We better understand God don't play. He don't play. He's telling us in his statutes, don't be doing no genetic maneuvering of the bodies of God's children or his animals. Folks wanting to have hybrid children. I'm going to do some genetic maneuvering so that this baby is smarter than that baby and that my baby has curly hair, my baby has blue eyes, or my baby is a blonde, or my baby is a smart like Einstein. All this stuff, I want a boy, I don't want a girl, but I'm going to genetically maneuver the body so that the baby becomes a boy instead of a girl. All this stuff is going on. Folks is messing with DNA, messing with God's creation. And it's an abomination. He has told us in his word, you shall keep my statute. You shall not let your livestock breed with another kind. You shall not sow your field with mixed seed. There it is. GMOs, come on now. Nor shall a garment of mixed linen and wool come upon you. Whoever lies carnally with a woman who is betrothed to a man as a concubine, and who has not at all been redeemed nor given her freedom, but there shall be scourging, but they shall not be put to death, because she was not free. Come on now. We are all talking about slavery here. We all have that genetic, let's say, DNA from rape and incest and all kind of stuff that was going on back then. You know what I'm talking about. But they shall not be put to death because she was not free. and he shall bring his trespass offering to the Lord. To the door of the tabernacle, meeting a ram as a trespass offering. As we all know, the daughter of Jacob, when she was raped, her brothers went and cleaned out a whole community of men because their sister was defiled. God don't play. Even though it was wrong, what they did, they could not allow their sister to be defiled. And then the man talked about, I want to marry her. They're like, not today, Satan. Went in and did some stuff. And it goes on to say, the priest shall make atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering before the Lord from his sin which he has committed, and the sin which he has committed shall be forgiven him. When you come into the land and have planted all kinds of trees for food, then you shall count their fruit as uncircumcised. 3 years it shall be as uncircumcised to you. It shall not be eaten. But in the fourth year, all its fruit shall be holy of praise to the Lord. And in the fifth year, you may eat its fruit, that it may yield to you its increase. I am the Lord your God. You shall not eat anything with the blood, nor shall you practice divination or soothsaying. You shall not shave around the sides of your head, nor shall you disfigure the edges of your beard. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh. Come on now. For the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am the Lord. You know, you've heard people say, well, you're not supposed to be getting tattoos. And they're like, well, it's in the Bible. And folks are like, oh, that ain't in the Bible. Yeah, actually it is. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am the Lord. There it is. Do not prostitute your daughter to cause her to be a harlot, lest the land fall into harlotry and the land become full of wickedness. You shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. Come on now. Talk to the kids about that last night. You don't run in God's house. You don't whoop and holler and show out in the house of God. And I'm not talking about whoop and holler and praise. I'm talking about acting like you outside on the playground. You holler God's house. And that's what we're teaching our children, to be respectful to the house of God and the people in it. I am the Lord. That's what it says. Give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Don't go to something talking about, I want to talk to my lady. No, you don't. You know, some woman come talking about, I can talk to your husband. I said, no, you can't. Keep it moving, lady. I don't know who you are, but you better get out of my face. Come on now. The devil was seeing somebody, you know, to try to cause confusion. Because I grieved very hard for my late husband. But I tell you one thing, I didn't want to talk to him. Not by some media, and that's some crazy stuff. And it's not a God. You know, I got to go run and see my heart stuff. No, I don't. God's in charge of my life. And I'm going to let God be in charge. I'm like, what happens, happens. I don't need to see my horoscope. I don't need to know anybody to worry. Oh, I'm a Pisces. And no, I'm good. I'm good in the Lord. You shall rise before the great head and honor the presence of an old man and fear your God. Come on now. I earned every gray hair on my head. I am the Lord. And it says, and if a stranger dwells with you in your land, you shall not mistreat him. You should not mistreat people. The stranger who dwells among this is for all of folks treating people from other countries like they dirt. This is what God says, how you treat what they want to call an alien. They're not aliens. They're just strangers in this land trying to make it better. And we act all holy than all, talking about, well, they need to stay in their own land. They don't need to come over here taking our jobs. They ain't taking anything. Lowest unemployment in history, 3.9. Jobs report, good jobs out there. We got to understand, you might not get the job you want, but there is a job with your name on it. And it says, and if a stranger dwells with you in your land, you shall not mistreat him. The stranger who dwells among you shall be to you as one born among you, and you shall love him as yourself. but you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. You shall do no injustice in judgment, in measurement of length, weight, or volume. You shall have honest scales, honest weight, and honest ephah, and honest hand. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore, you shall observe all my statutes and all my judgments and perform them. I am the Lord. God has written it all out. All we got to do is follow it. Leviticus 19 and 10, you shall not glean your vineyards. You shall leave them for the poor and the stranger. God has a special concern for the poor and the disadvantaged, and his people are to share his concern for them. The more we become like God, the more we share his concerns. Leviticus 19 and 32, you shall honor the presence of an old man and fear your God. God connects fear to the Lord with honoring the elderly. Come on, y'all. Those who disrespect the aged, in fact, slander the Lord. And that is my section of the word this morning. I tell y'all, God is in charge. We're going to go a little over this morning as Mother Valerie reads her section of the word. And all I can say is, whew, to God be the glory. Good morning, Mother Valerie. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. You know, Pastor, you were reading Leviticus 17 and 10. Whatever man of the house of Israel or of the strangers who dwell among you, who eats any blood, I will set my face against that person. You know, a lot of people like to have a steak and have that blood running. And I never understood, why would they eat the blood? But, you know, they do that. They will eat the blood. And then Leviticus 18. Go ahead.
Leviticus 18. It's all you.
Okay. None of you shall approach anyone who is near of kin to uncover his nakedness. I'm the Lord. A lot of times a brother, you know, will marry a sister. And they say, well, I didn't really know that was my sister. But when they have children, something is wrong with the kids. The kids usually be mentally disturbed. And God is telling you this right in the Word. You cannot approach anyone who is near of kin. Don't do it. He tells you all the time, don't do it. And when you do it, you have to suffer whatever happens. Chapter 20. Mm-hmm. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, again, you shall say to the children of Israel, whoever of the children of Israel or of the strangers who dwell in Israel who give any of his descendants to Molech, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. I'll set my face against that man and cut him off from his people, because he has given some of his descendants to Molech to defile my sanctuary and profane my holy name. And if the people of the land should any way hide their eyes from the man when he gives some of his descendants to Molech, and they do not kill him, then I'll set my face against that man and against his family. I will cut him off from his people and all who prostitute themselves with him to commit harlotry with Molech. And the person who turns to mediums and familiar spirits to prostitute himself with them, I'll set my face against that person. Cut him off from his people. Consecrate yourself, therefore, and be holy. Be holy, for I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my statutes and perform them. I'm the Lord who sanctifies you. For everyone who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. For everyone who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He has cursed his father or his mother, his blood shall be upon him. The man who commits adultery with another man's wife, he who have committed adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. The man who lies with his father's wife has uncovered his father's nakedness. Both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. If a man lies with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have committed perversion. Their blood shall be upon them. If a man lies with a male, as he lies with the woman? Both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death, and blood shall be upon them. If a man marries a woman and her mother, it's wickedness. They shall be burned with fire, both he and they, that they may be no wickedness among you. If a man mates with an animal, he shall surely be put to death. You should kill the animal. If a woman approaches any animal and mates with it, you should kill the woman and the animal. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood is upon them. If a man takes his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter and seeks her nakedness, and she sees his nakedness, it's a wicked thing. They should be cut off in the sight of their people. He has uncovered his sister's nakedness. He should bear his guilt. If a man lies with a woman during her sickness, menstruation, and uncovers her nakedness, he has exposed her flow, and she has uncovered the flow of her blood. Both of them, shall be cut off from their people. You should not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, nor of your father's sisters, for that would uncover the near of kin. He should bear their guilt. If a man lies with his uncle's wife, he has uncovered his uncle's nakedness. He should bear their sin. They should die childless. If a man takes his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. He has uncovered his brother's nakedness. They should be childless. You should therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments and perform them, that the land where I'm bringing you to dwell may not vomit you out. And you shall not walk in the statutes of the nations which I am casting out before you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. But I have said to you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it to you to possess, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, who has separated you from the people. You shall therefore distinguish between clean animals and unclean, between unclean birds and clean. And you shall not make yourself an avenue by beast or by bird or by any kind of living thing that creeps on the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean. And you shall be holy to me. You shall be holy to me, for I am the Lord, am holy, and have separated you from the people, that you should be mine. A man or a woman who is a medium or who has a familiar spirit shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. The blood shall be upon them. Leviticus 20 and 26 of Life Lessons. You shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and you have separated you from the people that you should be mine. It is both a great privilege and an enormous responsibility to belong to the Lord. We cannot have an intimate relationship with God without reflecting his holiness, and intimacy with him is our highest calling. That's the life lesson.
Amen.
Whew. I mean, God is just good. And, you know, he tells us how to live, how to be close to him. A lot of people ask the question, well, how do I get to know God? I mean, you know, God is such a big God and so far away. No, God is close to you. He is close to you. All you have to do is want to know God. Start reading his word, and he'll start telling you different things. That's if you really want to know. Then chapter 22, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, that they may separate themselves from the holy things of the children of Israel, and that they do not profane my holy name by what they dedicate to me. I am the Lord. Say to them, whoever of all your descendants throughout your generation who goes near the holy things which the children of Israel dedicate to the Lord, while he has uncleanness upon him, that person shall be cut off from my presence. I am the Lord. Whatever man of the descendants of Aaron who is a leper or has a discharge shall not eat the holy offering until he is clean. And whoever touches anything made unclean by a corpse or a man who has an emission of semen, or whoever touches any creeping thing by which he would be made unclean, or if any person by whom he would become unclean, whatever his uncleanness may be, the person who has touched any such thing shall be unclean until evening, shall not eat the holy offering, unless he washes his body with water. And when the sun goes down, he shall be clean. And afterward, he may eat the holy offering, because it is his food. Whatever dies naturally or is torn by beasts, he shall not eat to defile himself with it. I am the Lord. They shall therefore keep my ordinance, lest they bear sin for it and die thereby if they profane it. I am the Lord. Sanctify them. No outsider shall eat the holy offering. One who dwells with the priest or a hired servant shall not eat the holy thing. But if the priest buys a person with his money, he may eat it. And one who is born in his house may eat his food. If the priest's daughter is married to an outsider, she may not eat of the holy offering. But if the priest's daughter is a widow or divorced and has no child, has returned to her father's house as in her youth, she may eat her father's food, but no outsider shall eat it. And if a man eats the holy offering unintentionally, then he shall restore a holy offering to the priest and add one-fifth to it. They should not profane the holy offering of the children of Israel, which they offer to the Lord, or allow them to bear the guilt of trespass when they eat their holy offering. For I am the Lord. Sanctify them. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons and to all the children of Israel, and say to them, whatever man of the house of Israel or of the strangers in Israel who offer his sacrifice for any of his vows or for any of his freewill offerings which they offer to the Lord as a burnt offering, you shall offer of your own free will a male without blemish from the cattle, from the sheep, or from the goat. Whoever has a defect, he shall not offer, for it shall not be acceptable on your behalf. And whoever offers a sacrifice of a peace offering to the Lord to fulfill his vow, or a free will offering from the cattle or the sheep, it must be perfect. It must be perfect to be accepted. There shall be no defect in it. Those that are blind or broken, maimed, or have an ulcer, asthma, or scab, you shall not offer to the Lord, nor make an offering by fire of them on the altar to the Lord, either a bull or a lamb that has any limb too long or too short, you may offer as a freewill offering. But for a vow, it shall not be accepted. You shall not offer to the Lord what is bruised, crushed, torn, cut, nor shall you make any offering of them in your land, nor from a foreign hand shall you offer any of these as bread, your bread of your God, because their corruption is in them, and defects are in them. You shall not be accepted on your behalf. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, when a bull or a sheep or a goat is born, it shall be 7 days with its mother. And from the eighth day thereafter, it shall be accepted as an offering made by fire to the Lord. Whether it is a cow, ewe, do not kill. Life lessons. It must be perfect. Oh, boy. Your offering must be perfect to be accepted. There shall be no defects in it. A lot of times people want to give God things that are defective, that's not perfect. And God is telling you right now, everything that you give him must be perfect. It has to be perfect. We are to give our best, our very best to the Lord, not our leftovers. We reveal what the Lord means to us by what we freely offer to him. Most of all, he wants our hearts, and in return, he gives us himself. Oh, my Lord, to think that God belongs to every Christian. He belongs to all of us that will accept him. You got to truly accept the Lord if you want God to give himself. A lot of time people say, oh, I belong to God. I'm a Christian. But yet and still, if you follow that person, they're not doing what Christians are supposed to do. I know God forgives us 7 times 70 when we mess us up. But some people say with their mouth that they are Christians, but they're not living the word. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And God knows the heart. We cannot judge people, that's true. But yet and still, God tells you to be careful and don't, you know, say things that you're going to regret. I know maybe 3 or 4 weeks, my niece wanted to talk to me, and I was upset about something. And I said, there's no sense in talking to Lisa, my niece, not when I'm upset, because I'll have to apologize to God. I'll have to apologize to her. You don't talk to people when you're upset, because you're going to say the wrong thing, and you're going to regret the things that you're saying. So usually when I'm upset, I don't say anything. You can call me 3 or 4 times, 5 and 6 times. I'm not going to say anything because I'm upset. God is just good. God teaches us. God said that he teaches everyone. And he said he had made himself known to everyone. As if you want to accept God, you can. And if you don't want to accept him, you don't have to, because he's not going to force himself on anyone. And about females, we know that when we're on our periods, that we're not supposed to have sex with the male. And we know, most people know they're not supposed to go with a brother or sister. They know that. But sometimes they get carried away and do it anyway. And then they have to suffer, because if they have children, the children are born with defects. The children are born crazy. God gives us his word, and he teaches us how to live his word. He tells us what he wants us to do and not to do. So when you go over and do the things that God tells you not to do, well, that's on your head. It's on you. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word and the hearers of his word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen
and amen.
And it is a wrap. A word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, before we get out of here, just say, you know, just thanking God. And Sister Carolyn has not said a word for today, but we will go forth in our prayer. And then it's a wrap, and it's moved me. When he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep, having no shepherd. Matthew 9:36, New King James. Jesus, I have so much to learn from you, a lifetime's worth, and then some. The levels of compassion that you moved in when you walked this, I know that I must be connected to you to know true compassion for others. And oh, how much more compassion I need in my life. It is so easy to shut off kindness in favor of confidence and apathy. It is easy to live in a bubble of disconnectedness to people's pain and poverty, remaining distant enough to recognize it but not let it upset my confidence. However, you didn't call your disciples into a life of ease or comfort. I invite you today, Lord, to upset my convenience and to fill me with compassion for those who are lost and scattered around me. I want to share in your heart for the weary and broken, offering love where others just keep moving around them. Move my heart, Lord. It is open. And the question for today is this. Can you make space in your day to allow for God to move your heart in compassion where you would normally brush past it? Something to think about as we wrap up, because I got to go to work today.
I want to say pray for Carolyn. Pray for Carolyn, because she's not feeling good and she's not going to go to work. She's going to go to the emergency part of the hospital. So pray for her before we wrap this up, that the doctors find out what's hurting her and give her something to relieve her pain. I'm asking you to pray for her, Pastor.
Amen. Father God in heaven, we are coming to you, Lord God, lifting up Sister Carolyn. You know every day, Lord God, she has a word to encourage others. Today, Lord God, we're asking you to please encourage her, knowing that she is loved, she is respected. She is a daughter of the Most High God. Lord God, heal her body, mind, and spirit, God. give us strength in the midst. But you, Lord God, are in charge of everything. You know each and every pain. You know each and every ache, God. You know whatever is going on in our body, God. You know when we are being attacked by the wiles of the sneaky snake, God. We are asking you to cover our sister, God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord God, give her strength. Strength, God. Give her everything she needs and more than she could ever ask for. Because, Lord God, she's always pouring out herself for others. And so today, Lord God, we pour out part of ourselves to give of ourselves to her, God. As you watch over her and guide her and lead her, God, please take care of our sister in Christ, Lord God. But she has always been there to help and take care of others. Lord God, we thank you for this day that you have made, Lord God. And as we get ready to depart, we say, may the Lord watch between me and thee. While we're absent one from each other in Jesus' name, Lord, as you cover us in Christ. Lord, cover each and every listener, those that listen live and those that listen later. We ask you, Lord God, to pour a rhema word in pastors as they go forth on Sabbath, God. We ask you to lead and guide them, God. And as you bless and watch over Sister Carolyn, I lift up my granddaughter today. As she turns 16, Lord God, as she joins adulthood, God, I ask you to let her be the best, God, fearing young woman out there, God. Let her take your light with her wherever she goes, God, that she knows she is a daughter of the Most High, God, and that she is special to you, God. Just as Sister Carolyn is special to you, God. But you do not give your words to everybody, but you give a word to her every day. So, Lord God, as we lift up Sister Carolyn, we lift up my grandbaby, Caitlin, God. And we lift up each and every person on this line and listening to this show. Lord God, we ask you to guide and lead each and every one of us, God, that we do not stumble from our sway. That we stay in your glorious light, God, allowing you to lead us, allowing you to guide us in the precious and holy name of Christ Jesus, God. Hear our prayer for our healing, for joy and peace. Hear our prayer of God. Hear our prayer to know that we are your humble servants, lifting up the name of Jesus today and always. Let your light follow us, and may we bring your light to the darkness. Let us bring your love to those that feel unloved. Let us let those that do not know you see you in us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you all for listening in this morning. Your host has got to go to work. I love you all. Keep my family in your prayers. And thank you so much as you bless and pray for Sister Carolyn. Let's let those prayers go up today that God hears each and every one asking for healing of our sister in Christ. Thank you all. Thank you, Mother Valerie. Thank every one of you for listening in. I thank you. I love you. I send love to God for you, and I continue to ask him to watch over you. In Jesus' name, be blessed. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.